Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute, thoughts bouncing off each other like ping pong balls in a hurricane? That can be pretty overwhelming, right? But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those mental storms with more ease? Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Stoic philosophy, and how it can help us understand our thoughts and emotions so we can actually find that calm within. Now, before you picture a bunch of ancient dudes in togas debating the finer points of virtue, let me tell you Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about cultivating awareness and understanding of our thoughts and feelings, so we can respond to them with wisdom, not just react impulsively. Think of it like this. You wouldn't blindly trust every piece of information your phone throws at you, right? Well, the same goes for our thoughts. They're often influenced by biases, past experiences, even that lingering craving for chocolate chip cookies. By recognizing these patterns, we can choose which thoughts to give power and which to let go. Stoicism emphasizes something called the dichotomy of control. Basically, it's about recognizing what we can and can't control. We can control our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions, but not external events, other people's opinions, or even a weather, though I wish we could. Focusing on what's within our sphere of influence frees us from unnecessary stress and frustration over things we can't change. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you apply Stoic principles to your daily life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to simply observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. It's like taking an inventory of your mental landscape. Notice the recurring themes, the triggers that send your emotions into overdrive. This awareness is the first step towards gaining control. 2. Question your thoughts. Don't just accept every thought as fact. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Does it serve me? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or past experiences that no longer apply. By challenging them, we can break free from limiting beliefs and create space for more positive thinking. 3. Focus on what you can control. Instead of getting bogged down by things outside your influence, channel your energy into what you can actually change. Whether it's taking a walk to clear your head, pursuing a hobby you enjoy, or simply making a conscious effort to be kind and helpful, these actions empower you and create a ripple effect of positivity. 4. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend. This simple practice can significantly boost your mood and resilience. 5. Remember your values. What truly matters to you? Identify your core values, honesty, kindness, integrity, and let them guide your actions and decisions. When faced with a difficult choice, ask yourself, does this align with my values? This helps us live more authentically and find greater fulfillment. Now, imagine this. You're in a meeting where you feel that familiar anxiety creeping in. Your mind starts racing with doubts and negative thoughts. Instead of letting those anxieties take over, you pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Remind yourself that you can control your reactions, not the situation itself. Focus on actively listening, contributing your ideas constructively, and staying calm and collected. You see, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to our advantage. By practicing these principles, we can navigate life's inevitable challenges with more grace, resilience, and inner peace. Remember, finding that calm within is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and patience. But the rewards are worth it: a more balanced mind, a greater sense of control, and ultimately, a happier and more fulfilling life. So, what will you do today to cultivate that inner calmness? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using the hashtag #HasTheCalmWithin. And remember, stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll explore practical techniques for managing stress and anxiety, because life is too short to let those negative emotions rule our world. Until then, keep calm and stoic on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.